Hi, and welcome to The Unconventional Plug, where we will connect through eccentric, far out, and dare I say it, supernatural stories to be shared. Join me, Lindsay Labrum, along this unrivaled path into the unknown. Let's go. Hi, welcome to The Unconventional Plug, episode 7 with Lindsay Labrum. Recently, I was sitting in a weekend talk where there was actually a Bible verse that had been shared. And this very verse was it's interesting to me that the verse was shared at this time of year, which is December. And the significance of that is that there was a time frame where it was December in my life. And I had what was sort of, you could consider it a visitation. This visitation was different than others, considering that typically if you've ever had an angelic visitation or even a demonic encounter, those things manifest in a very real, tangible way. So in this, I woke up in the middle of the night and there was a floating Luke 2:10. Luke chapter 2 verse 10. And so I had to go look that up. I got up the next morning and opened up a Bible and went to Luke chapter 2 verse 10. And I'm going to go ahead and read that. It says, "Do not be afraid," he said, "for I bring you good news which will bring great joy to all people." And this very verse, at this specific point in time, there would be another day, fast forward years from then, where I was going through one of the hardest things in my life, and that verse re-entered my life. And it took me back to remembering when this visitation happened, when this floating Luke 2:10 had appeared. And I had forgotten all about it as years had gone by. And the significance at the time in my life when I was going through something so hard, it helped me to remember what this was. So in this story, in this historical account, there are these shepherds in a field. And an angel comes to them and says, don't be afraid. So for one of the things I wanted to talk about today is how when there have been in any of our life, if there's been an angelic encounter, typically it's easy to be afraid. It's really easy because it's intimidating and it's out of the known world. And so for the significance to be, do not be afraid. I bring you good news, which will bring great joy to all people. That was something at the most desperate time in my life where I needed to hear that there would be joy. I needed to hear that was even possible. So let's dig a little bit deeper, because I've had three, what I would say are encounters of the supernatural. Four, if we want to include that I've had, one demonic encounter in my life. So what does that look like? And, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how when you talk about angels, now if you've believed this or not, typically the reason that I share this podcast of supernatural stories to be shared are because I've had real living experiences. I've never done a drug of any kind. Just like in some of my previous podcasts, if you'll go back and listen to the stories that I've put together, these are things that would be wild to have happen in the natural. And so anyhow, some of the other encounters I've had where I've met angelic hosts, and I the one specific that was very empowering. It was just this presence and this being was huge and beautiful. The other were what I believe were my two guardian angels that I could see, and I did not have conversations in any of these situations. That is something that is amazing that God can use and do in your life to bring you around to knowing Him better, to knowing Him deeper, to knowing His presence. One of the stories that I wanted to share actually was my husband had a demonic encounter that was the very reason that he turned towards finding a relationship with God, the divine creator. And so similarly, my mom had a same kind of story where she was kind of testing to see if the demonic was real in order to believe that God was real. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're the people that I'm talking to, the people that have really just have a curiosity and a wonder about who God is and if He's real, if He cares about you. And you may be testing some of these things on your own. So let's talk about what that looked like. My husband was in high school at the time, and he had really kind of tried in some ways to give his life over to the devil. And he was involved in witchcraft. He was just heavily involved in a lot of things. But one of the things that he had asked God to do, so my husband was someone who grew up kind of believing the Bible when he was a younger kid. And then what had happened was he decided to try out the demonic. And so as he got in deeper, one day he told God, he said, God, I want you to leave me. And I want to see what this is like without you, what this life is like without you, because I feel like you're always hanging around me. And at that point, an overcoming dark presence held him down and he could not be released. And it wasn't until he shouted back out to God to save him that God rescued him from that demonic force. And so here are these real interactions that shifted his entire perspective. He was willing to give it all up so that he could do what he wanted in life and asked God to release a hold on him. God's not someone who, God is very, very gentle. This divine creator that loves you is very gentle in a way that, he has given you complete will over your life to do and choose as you will. And, the interesting thing is that we go and do whatever we want to do. But God in His love stayed close by, stayed nearby. And my husband said it was the most frightening experience he's ever had in his life. So when that's the case, and you can see that there's a fingerprint of God in the story, that God cares. My mom had a similar story in that she was of college age and she basically had told God, if you're real, I want to know that the demonic is real. And she had a very real experience where God revealed not only himself to her, but allowed her to see the darkness. And so she went running into the arms of God. And a relationship with God is something that's unique and beautiful because God is so gentle with us. God is not quick to point out the things that we've heard from pastors on TV or preachers or even when it comes to the Bible, where, you know, you feel like all that is pointed out to you is sin. God isn't so quick to judge us in a way that it is without us allowing a better relationship. So when you open up and allow a better relationship with God, he's so loving and so gentle with us. So I'd encourage you, if you have had an angelic or a demonic experience, feel free to reach out. I'd love to hear some of these stories. And if that's you, and you're on the other side of listening to this, check out God. There's a lot of ways to dive deeper. And some of us are very intimidated by the Bible. Some of us are very intimidated by church. But you might know a specific person on Facebook who seems decent, who seems to maybe know or have a close relationship with God. And I'd encourage you to take that first step, maybe private message that person and start the conversation. You're not alone out there, and your experiences are powerful. They mean something. And for those of us that have had both angelic and demonic encounters, we're aware that there's something out there that is far out. It's eccentric, it's supernatural, and it's real. And God really wants a real relationship with us. So I hope you have a wonderful day. And there's many more stories like this to come. There's some that I've recorded already, and they keep unraveling. And so anyhow, have a great day. This is The Unconventional Plug with Lindsay Labrum. I'll catch you next time.